This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The great Kate Daly's taking over next segment. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're talking to Steve and Melissa. I'm going to punch out of here for the next hour. Then Owen Schroyer comes back 3 p.m. Central with the War Room. Steve in Georgia, thanks for calling.
Hey, Alex. I'm a flower delivery driver, and just wanted to touch on some observations I've noticed. I've been going to so many more funeral homes, hospitals, delivering get well soons. It's just so much more than we've ever taken.
Oh yeah, the funeral business is booming. The mortuaries are booming. It's just boom, boom, boom. And all the numbers, insurance numbers show it. Biggest death in world history. They're just killing everybody. Isn't that liberal?
Yeah, man. And also, like, you know, a lot of my friends that are vaccinated, they always got the sniffles. They're always, you know, and they always seem a little bit sick. I've seen a lot of people with, like, splints on and casts, and a lot of girls with their hair falling out. I don't know what's going to happen to that.
Oh, that's liberal, though. That's liberal. I mean, come on.
Yeah. Even with the people that haven't been vaccinated, I think that we're still going to be exposed to the spike protein. So I think we should have an attitude of no man left behind. You know,
I agree. We should be taking care of all the people that have been under this. They really hit us. They said they want to kill us, and now they're doing it.
It's so weird because I've always lived in peaceful times in America, and we've never had war come to us like this.
Well, that's right. They couldn't take America or the West on a frontal attack. They did it to the medical system and the UN. They did it.
They did it. It's booming. You see the pharmacies and the hospitals adding on, and all the people that are going to get, you know, help. They're draining them. But you know, they're trying to build a false world, and humanity's not. It's not going to be contained in that, and we will prevail.
I love you, brother. Perfect points. But just spend another minute here and we'll go to Melissa. I mean, how long have you been doing flower delivery, and how much of an increase have you seen? Just dead reckon it.
I've been doing it for, you know, a good bit recently, more than I used to full time just because of the work there. But I've been doing it for 15 years, and used to have, you know, one here and there going to a funeral, but now it's every day I'm going to all the funeral homes. I'm doing all the
So you've been doing deliveries for 15 years. There's now a boom in flowers and funeral homes, so you're doing it full time. So just dead reckon it. Is it 100% increase, 500% increase?
It's like 500. It's so astronomically more. Hospitals, funeral homes, get well soon, all those type things for flowers to people's homes that are homesick. All that stuff.
All the numbers show that, brother, so you're not lying. I appreciate your call. God bless you. Melissa in Arizona, go ahead. Last caller before Kate Daly takes over.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to follow up on you saying how we need to expose everyone so everyone knows what's going on. And I'm not saying that every single person that wears Balenciaga clothes is doing so as part of a satanic death cult. But people who say that they are fashion influencers and who, quote, say fashion does have meaning, what you wear has as much meaning as what you say or do, are responsible. And I don't know if the crew can pull up a picture from Michelle Obama wearing a banana yellow wraparound dress in December 20th of 2018.
Oh, yeah, no, Kamala Harris's stepdaughter is a major model for Balenciaga.
Yeah. Michelle Obama has these $3,900 thigh-high, skin-tight Balenciaga glitter boots that she, has said that she was embracing young designers, championed retailers. So I want to know, you know, what exactly is the meaning behind her wearing those boots?
Well, number one, it's a hideous dress. And number two, it's gross. And, you know, whenever I get a chance to interview Kanye West, I'm going to ask him. He's done some criticism of Balenciaga now, but I'm going to ask him what he thinks of that.
Oh, yeah. How much money did she, you know, prostitute out for them? And where's her apologies? And why does she burn her boots?
That's a good point. We're all supposed to kill each other because we're white and whites are bad. But she wants to push racism. But, I mean, what about her wearing a slaver outfit? Great points, Melissa. God bless you. Kate Daly takes over. Free shipping's back at InfoWarsStore.com. Free shipping. We're about to sell out a DNA Force Plus, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, Body Supplementific Formula, Supermel Vitality, and more. Thanks for your support. These are great products. You deserve to take them. We'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, we always run the biggest deals of the year starting in mid-November through Christmas. But this year is hands down the biggest sale we've ever offered. Not just up to 60% off with promo code 1776, but on top of it, double Patriot points. And what makes this the most special sale ever, every order will get a free gift, no matter how small or how big. And it's all randomly selected by the shopping cart computer. So you might order a sticker pack for $5. You might order the blowout t-shirt sale for $4.95 and then get something worth $50, $60, $70, $80, $100. So again, some of the gifts are sticker packs. Some of them are Alex Jones Halloween masks. Some of them are books, films, InfoWars flags, American flags. There are hundreds of different items. It's all random. InfoWarsStore.com. Every order gets a free gift. Free gifts with every order at InfoWarsStore.com.
Back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host. So glad to be with you today. I'm going to be commenting on all kinds of headlines, giving you, well, let me put it this way. I just had my 12-year anniversary on Monday of being on the radio. 12 years. I never thought that would be what I would end up doing. And it just sort of fell into my lap. And then all of a sudden, I was studying like a crazy person, trying to figure out what in the world was going on with our country. And I know you've felt the same way. And I think one thing that this last 12 years has given me, because I think, you know, when I entered into this, I think I was probably more of a rhino than anything. And when I entered into radio, I found out really I didn't know much. I didn't understand things the way I should. And of course, growing up in California on the beach, didn't get much of an education, as you could probably guess. And so I had to really plow in and find out what was happening, what was going on. I got on my knees a lot. And prayed for guidance to figure out what was going on in this world, because I knew things weren't going right. And I knew things didn't sound right. And in my gut, that little feeling you get in your gut, you know things aren't what they seem to be, right? You know that there's more of a narrative going on. And when you can finally see that, you can't unsee it. You really can't. You can't unsee truth. So I look at the last 12 years and I plowed into probably 30, 35,000 hours now of study. That is a lot of study. That is a lot of study into the deep dive behind our government. And it seems that well-laid plans have been obviously hatched. It seems that we've gone in one direction the last 120 years, no matter who's in office, no matter which side, we have it very controlled. And of course, nothing ever changes. You don't get liberty back, in other words. Liberty doesn't come back to us. You know, when we had the House and the Senate and the presidency, we didn't get rid of Obamacare. We didn't build a wall. We didn't do anything that we said we were going to do. A lot of excuses to the minority, and that's just kind of how it works. Oh, those Democrats are making it so that we can't do it. Really? Because you are the majority. And so when the Democrats are in office, it seems that they plow ahead and try to ruin the country pretty aggressively. It seems when the right is in office, they stand there and do nothing. And then give you a bunch of excuses. I was invited to do C-SPAN on Thanksgiving morning, and I talked about that very thing because I was asked, who was I going to vote for? And my answer was, none of them, because they're all bought and sold by the parties. And if they make it that far and they're vetted, you know that they're going to do the bidding of the parties. And sometimes you can have an outlier in history. You can have somebody that changes their mind. That was the case in Hoover. That's why they named the Depression after Hoover, was because he didn't exactly go along with the plan. He didn't do what he was going to do, you know, supposed to do in office. They thought they had him. And then, yeah, he ventured off a little bit. And so that's why he was a one-termer. And that's why they got him out and they named the Depression after him, right? A lot of people don't realize that in history. So looking at things now, I want to take what I've learned. And really what I've learned is to have a handy dandy media government decoder ring. Yeah, it's invisible. I don't really have the ring on. But I know now, you know, at looking at these stories, I have certain questions, and I want to share those questions with you today because there's some pretty intriguing things that come up when you look at the headlines, and you must ask why. Why and how, and why these particular headlines? That's really what I'm getting at, too. So far, we know that we have an army of bots with fake accounts that seem to shore up all of social media to make you think that there is an army of people out there, and I mean a convincing army of people out there, that agree with the leftist lunatics of this nation, ruining this country very aggressively, destroying it. And so I just want to just make sure and just publicly realize that that army of bots is out there. These are fake accounts, fake people. But you know what? The leftist lunatics have to do it that way. Everything is deception. Do you remember Hillary and her green screen when she was running for president? Because nobody would really show up the way that they would tout it. So she never had the numbers really and truly that the media would report. And King Fraud-A-Lot didn't have them either. And we all know that. He was never the most popular man in history. Yeah, never. That never happened. So, of course, there's fraud. And I mentioned that several times on C-SPAN. It's just funny. It's funny that people shy away from the word fraud. You should be saying it in every sentence. You should be saying it all over social media because it's so obvious. But you know what? The leftist lunatics are the party of green screens, lies, fakery, and deception, always. So they have to invent support, and that's why they have their army of bots. And that's why you see the same comments over and over and over again made by supposed different people, word for word, in the comment sections over and over again. Also, let's start with Trump. Let's start with this headline. He has lunch with Kanye. I don't want to call him Ye. What a dumb name. Anyway, Kanye. I actually like Kanye. I actually think he's kind of cool. And I think he's saying what he wants to say. Pretty refreshing coming from Hollywood, where you're made to side with all of these liberal fanatics, right? In order to have a career or ever earn an award. So the fact that he's coming out and talking about things that aren't talked about, really, I like that. So kudos to him. So you have lunch with Trump, and really, what's happening from this is Pence sellout, and so many politicians jumped on the bandwagon in a really opportunistic way to make sure that they demonize Trump over this lunch. Now, when you have lunch with Trump, I doubt you're going to invite a few surprise friends. I don't think it works that way. So one of two things happened. Either number one, it was a deflection. Oh, I didn't know these people were coming. Okay, that's fair. You're trying to make it so that you are, you know, distancing yourself away from the guests that were there. Now, last time I checked, you're in America. You can have lunch with whoever you want. And just because the Department of Defense declares you a white supremacist with a name like Fuentes, not quite sure how that worked out. Anyway, doesn't mean you are, because look what they did to January 6th. The people that went to the Capitol concerned about our country. Obviously, they're good Americans. So the Department of Defense can name whatever they want to name or see whatever they want to see. It means zero. It means nothing. And you can have lunch with whoever you want to have lunch with. But I doubt that there was some surprise going on. So the other alternative theory would be that Kanye may have been threatened to do a setup lunch so that these people would have had an opportunity, like Romney, who gets his claws into this political hack, gets his claws into Trump as often as he can. He's obsessed with Trump. He has this obsession that won't quit. This is why my state of Utah hates him and can't stand him. Go look at his comment section. Go look at his comment section whenever he posts. Oh, my gosh. The hate comes out 95% of the time. You'll see hateful comments about Romney. But Romney tries to do that in the press any opportunity he can because he doesn't get the press. I mean, he gets a lot of press, and he gets a lot of good press in his favor because of the demonization of Trump. So this story was really handed to them, and handed to them in a really kind of strange way, don't you think? Making something out of nothing? So if Kanye was threatened to do this, because I think Kanye's probably pretty threatened living in a very a world that is run by the leftist lunatics, that I guess I could see that happening, right? To set up Trump a little bit, who knows? And if that didn't happen, I apologize to Kanye, if that didn't happen, then of course, how did they know what was said in the meeting? How did they know what happened in the meeting? And how did they know the meeting took place, right? It's a little tiny lunch and then off to do other things. Why does it matter? Why does it matter? Romney and Pence even calling it disgusting. They could have been talking about tulips. Who knows? But we're in America. It still doesn't matter. And when McCain used to meet with a terrorist or Biden meets with China, that's never in the press, is it? No. It's kind of like raids on my pillow guy, Mike Lindell, but not on anybody actually doing any crime. It's kind of like that. It's kind of like that hypocrisy and that demonization factor. And I think America's getting really tired of it, actually. I think they've spun that card too often. And I think people are finally waking up to the fact that the media is there as a sounding board for the Department of Defense, the Pentagon, and also our government, trying to spin every single story into what they want to spin. This is a pretty obvious thing, right? When I come back, too, I want to talk a little bit about this clothing line, why it's in the press. And you know, it is kind of strange that they're pointing out Kim Kardashian wearing the line, and then also Kanye is in the headlines for the lunch with Trump. Is that weird kind of timing to you? I think it is. I think it's kind of strange. Something to think about anyway. Toss around in the brain cells for a moment. But I'm going to come right back on the Alex Jones Show. So stay with me.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Back here with you on the Alex Jones Show today. So happy to be a part of your day. And I'm Kate Daly from the katedalyradio.com. katedalyradio.com, your guest host. Okay, let's talk about the obvious, shall we? There's always very acute reasons for certain headlines to pop up. And that's what I want to talk about when it comes to Balenciaga, okay? Balenciaga, very weird because probably a week ago, most people have never really talked about it, wasn't in the news, of course, and wasn't really on our lips. Something like Dolce & Gabbana, maybe a little bit more recognizable, right, than this outfit. So why? So why did this happen? How did it get through so many hands who honestly and truly look at what they're putting out in a catalog? Why? Why is this headline in the news? Very interesting. There's a really demonic chick named Lada Volkova. she's a special one. She is in a relationship with an accused pedophile. She may or may not be one of the reasons why we're seeing the ads that we are. She seems to have a little fetish with teddy bears and creepy art. She really rivals Podesta in her creep art with children being harmed, children in strange places, children being abused. And what's really strange is she's been the main stylist for Balenciaga since 2014. If you've seen her, you might have seen her iconic photo where she is posed in red, looking really demonic with red blood-covered dolls in her hands. Anyway, this little treat is basically the main stylist, right? Well, they're throwing. Yeah, see, demonic, right? Really strange. And most of the pictures look like this of her. She's strange. Her name is Lada. So you have this stylist throwing these people under the bus, the photographers like Gabrielle Gilliberti. And, of course, the photographers don't have much to do with it. They don't have a backbone or courage or any moral aptitude to call it out and say, why am I taking a photo of this? But, on the other hand, they're not in charge of styling a teddy bear in S&M, right? Right. Because I know the first thing when I look at a teddy bear, I think S&M, don't you? Anyway, so these whack jobs, these hacks, put this stuff together, these evil little people, and it goes through a lot of hands before it ever hits the catalog. So you know it was noticed, right? You know it was noticed. So that's the obvious. It's an off-brand that people don't really recognize. The Kardashians, pretty much, I think it paid for Kourtney Kardashian's wedding, Balenciaga. Anyway. But this chick has worked for Vogue, Adidas, Balenciaga, Chanel, right? All of these Marc Jacobs constantly comments on her Instagram. She's right up there with Podesta, disturbing image after disturbing image. Kid mutilation, guts hanging out, you know, all the things you think of when you think of a fun kid childhood, right? So this strange sicko is their main stylist. Keep that in mind. Because here's the deal, right? The Independent put out a piece that said this. And I'm going to read this word for word because I thought this was excruciating to see this in the Independent. But then I guess Independent is full of fake journalism. So here we go. It was kind of, you know, why isn't this going to be a big deal? But let me give you their comment. This was the last comment of the article they wrote about it. Because really, folks, nothing to see here. Don't look here. Right? So I quote, perhaps the reason why fashion keeps getting it wrong is because it wants to. Really? In today's social media-obsessed landscape, scandals are a way of maintaining cultural relevance. It starts with a conversation, whether it's a positive or negative. One doesn't matter much because, for better or for worse, people are talking about you. And in the case of Balenciaga, only time will tell whether this was a business-ending move or the sign of a very successful marketing campaign. Do you see how they're propping this up? They wanted you to see this. They wanted you to. There was no mistake. And I actually think that many people would have never even noticed it. They got caught. See, because normalizing this is part of their game. Scandal after scandal after scandal will numb humanity to child pedo. That's really what they're after. And I found the timing to be really strange when California came out and basically said, basically put it out there that they were going to turn out all of these, you know, accused pedophiles, rapists, things like that. They were just put them back in society because, you know, we need them, right? And of course, they call themselves minor attracted persons. Isn't it interesting, the timing? What are the odds? What are the odds? You get this type of stuff from California, which I'm from California, so I can make fun of California, and you have to about every 5 minutes because they're a joke, right? They become the biggest joke. The stuff that they turn out, it's very Canadian, actually. You know how Canada is trying to force or they would like to force medication on the unvaccinated, that kind of stuff, right? Very Justin Trudeau of them. But following in those same footsteps. So it doesn't even surprise me that you would get a headline talking about how, hey, I know it's just no big deal here, but we're going to turn out a bunch of sexual deviants. I know they don't really want to be in prison anymore. So, hey, why not? Let's just turn them out. They're normalizing it. They wanted you to see that headline. They did. And, of course, the media now is going to spin it as, look, these celebrities, these leftist loon bags, they're going to get upset about a lot of things, right? You don't accept their transgender child. You don't like drag queen shows sponsored by Tractor Supply. What the heck, Tractor Supply? Gross. Anyway, you don't like all that. But child harm, child abuse, evil child abuse, child death, child S&M, no big deal. Nothing to see here. This is basically for our career. So Kimmy Kardashian comes out and says, you know, I'm just going to simply reevaluate. How about condemn? How about be angry? How about be pissed off? No, of course not. Just reevaluate. I'm just going to look again. I'm just going to see whether it's harming my career or not, you know, because I didn't get famous for anything but a sex tape and because I look the way I do. Thank you. So that's Kimmy. So I do find it a little weird that Kimmy Kardashian and Kanye are both in the news at the same time for different reasons. I don't know. There's something wrong there. There's something wrong with those headlines, right? There has to be. And the timing of this, you're going to see more of this. And the media is going to turn it into, they likened it to blackface. Oh, remember that time in 2018 where we went blackface? Oopsies. And it gave us a ton of press. And, we don't stand behind that. We don't really like that. And oops, it just kind of got through. They do it for press. They do it for a scandal because they think the scandal is going to just give them more visibility. The problem with that is now they're going to turn it into child pedo is normal and pedophiles are normal and it's okay to be minor attracted. Have you ever heard such an evil term as minor attracted? Hello? We have something very wrong, and I do find it really weird that California puts out that they've decided to turn all these people out on the streets, right? At the same time, they're trying to normalize this. That article in The Independent was pathetic. It was pathetic. It didn't really call anything out. It just went, oops, wonder if this is a successful marketing move. Wink, wink. Isn't that gross and disgusting? Yeah, I think it is. When I come back, I want to talk about FTX. I want to talk about Greta. I'll be right back.
I've got some good news and bad news. InfoWars is running the biggest sale of 2022 right now on our amazing products. Your chance to empower your body, your health, your immune system, and more. Incubus on the air, a win-win. The bad news is a bunch of our best-selling products have already sold out, and because of supply chain breakdowns, it'll be months and months until these great products come back in. X3 sold out. Our great American Coffee Blend has sold out. Biotrue Selenium has sold out. But what hasn't sold out is DNA Force Plus, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Whole Food Multivitamin, Brain Force Ultra, Super Male Vitality, and so much more. So, you've only got a few weeks to get these products at the lowest price you're ever going to find them. Don't fight the crowds. Don't fight the traffic. Don't do all your Christmas shopping in a month like a fool. Do it now. Get it all over with. Get a great deal. Keep InfoWars on the air while empowering your body. InfoWarsStore.com.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Welcome back. Alex Jones Show here. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host. How are you? All right. I've got a lot to talk about in this next segment because after 12 years on the radio, I hit that anniversary on Monday. I still can't believe it. It flew by, truly. It's a lot of work, but it flew by. Look, one of the things that's always amazed me is the climate change narrative, is the ridiculousness, the well-laid plans of climate change. Do you guys realize they started this actually back in the late 1800s? They tried to develop the synthetic fertilizer, right? Because up to that point, we used to use normal fertilizers, like not fertilizers, but natural things. We used certain plants and bushes and all kinds of different natural ways. But they had to come up with a way to screw with our food supply, basically. And they had to come up with a way to screw you over. So what they did was they started saying that we were going to have major depopulation and major, well, it's really when they started depopulation, but they told us that we wouldn't be able to provide enough food
We wouldn't be able to feed all of those people. Now, granted, this was in the late 1800s, right? Not very many people around, but not like it is now. But still, they were touting this because they had to have some sort of reason, some sort of scapegoat to get you to believe that we were all about to die because we couldn't produce enough food. Now, at the time, you had probably 90 to 95%. You had people growing their own food, either in their gardens or you had farmers owning their own lands, and they weren't controlled and co-opted by government. We went into synthetic fertilizer, and the same synthetic fertilizer that gave us DDT, which caused polio, that was DDT poisoning, it was actually developed in the late 1800s. A lot of people don't know that. And they said they sat on it, and then, of course, they brought it out in DDT in the 1940s, which I think is a lie. I think they actually started using it earlier on, okay? So you have these toxic chemicals. Well, that's the thing that's causing some of the problems. But with climate change, it was a total joke because 60 years ago, they started saying at the end of every decade, you would turn into basically a popsicle. That was Leonard Nimoy back in the late 70s. He told everybody we would have death and destruction due to a heavy winter in 1977 in Chicago and New York. Because of the heavy winter, people might have to move. Oh, boy, that's big. And also, they could get very cold. It's called weather. It's called winter. I know. Anyway, so we had these storms, but they were using it as a catalyst to prove climate change. So at the end of every decade, not the middle, not two-thirds of the way in, not a fourth of the way in, not at the beginning of the decade, but always at the end of the decade, you were told you were either going to freeze to death or you were going to become a fried egg on the sidewalk and we were all going to burn to get together, okay? Now, at the end of every decade, that didn't happen, so they kept changing the name. So they meet, the G20 gets together and they meet, and they have a convention, really weird convention with weird statues, all kinds of things, right? And Greta, our little braided Greta, our little braided finger-scolding Greta, you ruined my childhood. How dare you? How dare you? Okay. They pull her out of the closet. They put, you know, for all these years, right? For the last, like, what? We've had to have doses of her for the last 7 to 8 years of her ridiculousness. You ruined my childhood. And they all of a sudden, she does a no-show with climate change. She does a no-show. And she actually calls it a scam. Now, she doesn't call climate change a scam, the scam that it is. And by the way, we do have climate change. It's just that you can't impact it, just like you can't impact winter coming, and you can't impact summer coming, and you can't impact when the sun rises. But this is a great way to tax, penalize you, and change your entire economy, like in Alex's book, right? Clearly defines the Great Reset due to this new green economy. This is the transformation that we've been in for 50 years to transform capitalism into the green economy, where the only companies that get money, the only way you can grow, the only thing you can do is to go with their green policies that are outrageous and ridiculous to finally get, you know, to grow as a business or do what you're going to do. You'll be rewarded while other businesses will be demolished, you know, like coal. So here we have this group meeting, and this group meets. Greta's out. She's 19 now. The braids look a little silly, but whatever. The the sexy Sophia now is in because they thought, you know, of course, Greta saying that these people are greenwashing and scamming. And she's really not talking about climate change. She's talking about just the people involved and how they're stealing, you know, the money and so forth. But they can't have that. They can't have little Greta and her little finger. They can't have her out there. She's going to say the people are greenwashing and scamming. Okay. Now she's calling out the scamming for different reasons than you and I would, pointing to some of the people and not the whole scam. But they put in sexy Sophia, and now sexy Sophia, the millennial, is going to sell it to you. She's going to sell it to you in heels, and she's going to look good, and she's going to sell you a bunch of crap and a bunch of lies. But she's going to make it through to a lot of poor millennials who like to be brainwashed and don't want to think. So our poor youth, they have to undergo sexy Sophia. Do you guys remember when they named the robot Sophia? Kind of strange, right? Remember the robot Sophia? The one that told us that everyone's going to die, that one? Yeah, I remember reporting on that 2 years ago. Sexy Sophia. So now we have Sexy Sophia, the climate change activist. But the G20 signed a declaration for the international vaccine passport. The one thing that I want to keep in mind, too, because this is about control and nothing else, this is a signed declaration, okay? Yes, it means this is what we want. Yes, it means we're going to try to do this. But don't think for a second you can't fight back on this, okay? King fraud a lot. They rolled him out from eating ice cream, and he attempted a climb at the podium that's across, you know, the set across from the White House. He's never really in the White House. But he assured all of us that we would never have a vaccine passport here, just for maybe international travel. For a pandemic, it actually hasn't happened. So now we're in a spot where we're kind of fearing, because the G20 signs this, why wouldn't they sign it? They're all Klaus Schwab hacks. Why wouldn't they sign it? They're all part of the young globalist leaders, right? This little group of Klausies. They, of course, would sign this, because what are they doing? They're telling you what they want, what they intend to have. Still doesn't mean it's going to happen. Now, I don't trust Biden for a second, or his fraudulent little group of marauders. I don't trust them for a second. But I also know that the American people are going to fight against this, just like they're starting to see through all the booster shots and all of the shots, as we have somebody, some celebrity somewhere, dying suddenly every day at a young age, just like our newest one today of the young country star, you know, within 24 hours of his wedding. This is happening more and more. It can't be ignored. I don't know how many brain cells people have to lose before they realize that the only thing they ever changed was the fact that they got these booster shots, these mysterious shots where they don't even know what the ingredients are, and all of a sudden people are dropping like flies. The press is still going to tell you that this was from COVID. This is from COVID. They're still trying to run on that fraudulent little lie. Not little, big lie, okay? Same folks trying to sell you that you were in a pandemic, even though you didn't see a pandemic in front of your own eyes. People weren't dropping dead in 2020, right? We just had the normal amount of deaths. There was never any cemetery added on to. We didn't spend more money on death. We actually spent less. The year before, we spent $16.2 billion, and in 2020, we spent $16.1 billion. We spent less money in 2020. It has nothing to do with Blovid. You can say Blovid's the cause. Has nothing to do with that. All that is 98 symptoms of your flu. Really, it's Fluvid, okay? So what they're doing now is they're trying to sell you on the fact that this is COVID, and it's the shots. It's the only thing that's changed is people running in to get their boosters so stupidly. Okay. I mean, this is, it's sick, it's evil. And in the news, we're going to constantly pretend like sudden death at the age of 37 is something so normal. This is so normal. Oh my gosh. Yes, they just died. I don't think so. And I know you don't think so. And I know that you're stunned by the lack of media attention to the all of the sudden daily deaths, all the athletes dying that have died, according to this. I know you're stunned, too. I'll be right back. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host for The Alex Jones Show.
You've got advanced prostate cancer, but you're not waiting around. You want straight talk, the facts about a Govix.
Orgovyx Relagolix, 120 milligram prescription tablets, is a treatment for adults with advanced prostate cancer. Fact: Orgovyx is a different kind of androgen deprivation therapy treatment, a pill, not an injection. Orgovyx may cause serious side effects, including a heart condition called QT prolongation. Tell your doctor right away if you feel dizzy, faint, have a racing or pounding heart, or chest pain. Orgovyx can cause harm to an unborn baby or miscarriage. Use birth control during treatment and for 2 weeks after Orgovyx treatment. The most common side effects include hot flushes, increased blood sugar and blood fat levels, muscle and joint pain, decreased blood hemoglobin levels, increased liver enzymes, tiredness, constipation, and diarrhea. Other side effects include weight gain, decreased sex drive, and erectile function problems. Orgovyx may cause infertility. Talk to your doctor if infertility is a concern for you.
Go with Orgovyx. Here's your doctor. For more facts, visit GoWithTheFacts.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host for the hour. So glad you're joining me. I told you that the 12 years on the radio for me have earned me the decoder BS ring. That every time I look at a headline, I just see it so differently than I probably would have 12 years ago. And you know, I'm probably evidence that anyone from any, maybe any sort of education in politics can finally start to realize what's really happening. Everybody can be awake. Everybody can go on that path and learn if they're willing to. There's so much information out there, and of course, fake information, you know, of course, with all of those that want to control it, didn't start really happening until Trump came on the scene and started saying really the things that I had hoped presidents before him would have said when they called out mainstream media BS and when they did those types of things. It was good. I was glad to see that. And I look at Trump in a very, just a very pragmatic way. Do I know that most people are vetted or all people are vetted when they get to the station of being a president? Yes. Do I know that people can have change of hearts and maybe go a little off the wayward path that they are wanted to stay on? Yes. Remember McConnell saying about Trump that he wouldn't stay on script? Yeah. McConnell, no chin, McConnell, turtle McConnell. Is he just about the ugliest dude you've ever seen? Anyways, the fact that he was elected again for Senate, in leadership of the Senate. So, look, I look at these people and they all know there's a script. And I think some people can deviate from that script, or they're all part of the theater. You have to also entertain that idea, too, that all of it's theater. And that you have to sort of pick and parcel out what is true and what isn't true. But for right now, I need to put on my dumbass cap because my dumbass cap
This is what I would think if I have that cap on, as probably about a good 20-25% of Americans have this cap on daily. Gee, there's three cryptocurrency tycoons that just died in mysterious accidents in strange ways. That's so normal. And so, well, it just happened. And there's just no reason for it. Oh my gosh, what are the odds? Because I'm a coincidence theorist and I think everything's a coincidence. All right. So you have three different people that died, right? And you have one in Russia. I think that was Tehran, right? 53, who was the investing platform of Libertex. You have all these different people. This guy died on a helicopter. This guy had somebody mysterious that just sort of basically did not show up for the flight when he passed away on this helicopter in this helicopter accident. So we've had these really kind of strange drowning on a Puerto Rico beach, died in their sleep at the age of 30. And then, of course, the Russian billionaire with spy links dies in this mysterious helicopter crash. And if I really didn't understand the news and I thought the news was always telling me the truth, I'd be like, wow, what a coincidence. Gee, you know what it reminded me of? It reminded me of the Titanic. And when John Jacob Astor was murdered in the Titanic, and when I say murder, I really mean that in the Titanic, which J.P. Morgan owned, and at the last minute just didn't show up to set sail on. I wonder why. John Jacob Astor was one of those that didn't, he wasn't all for the central currency. He wasn't all for the beginning of the Federal Reserve. And so, of course, they wanted to wipe him out. What a great way to do it on a boat. And, of course, we all know that on the Titanic, you got a special seat, right, on a boat if you were rich and wealthy. So why in the world did he not get that special seat? Gee, I'm such a coincidence theorist. So, of course, there was a reason to take him out and several others that died in the Titanic. I don't think the Titanic was just an accident. I don't think they were surprised by a large amount of ice as they were plowing into it. Yeah, I don't think so. J.P. Morgan wanted certain people dead, okay? Then you have the Great Depression. Why did that have to happen? Why did they manipulate it to happen? And the reason they manipulated it was, if you are going in to replace, okay, your currency, replace, absolutely replace, what's going to now identify central banking? Maybe the crash was very necessary in order to do that. You had to do that to instigate central banking, right? Which is the reason that you would maybe plan the Great Depression. Right now, we all look at maybe a crash happening in the future, okay? I don't know if there's much of a crash that's going to happen as just the continuation of a transformation dropping us into digital currency. That's how I think it happens. I know CJ Evans wrote a great report on that. I think that's more or less how this happens instead of a huge drop. We're all expecting the Great Depression again. Why would they need to? If you're just changing the mode of which the whole central banking is based on fakery, right? You're not wiping all that out to give us something that is entirely new. You're just changing the face of the fakery. You're changing it to wipe out anonymity. You're changing it to make sure that all now are controlled by it, but it's the same base. It's the same fakery, and it is the same foundation of central banking built on, of course, my friend Ed Griffin writes about this in The Creature of Jekyll Island so eloquently about the takeover of this country in 1913. So you look at how this is happening. It's a gradual, right? It's a gradual. They don't have to have a Great Depression. They just have to gradually make it a lot tougher to live in this economy, a lot harder, edge you out of ever owning any property or owning a home. Maybe that's why all of the financial pundits out there are saying, ooh, rent is great. Oh, you'll love being a renter. No, you won't. No, you won't. Home ownership, property ownership is the only way that you can actually increase your wealth or increase your station in life, is to actually own property. But that's not the messaging going on. And I do think that this is a slow burn. It is a transformation into that great reset. I don't know that a crash will happen, but I do know that that transformation is on steroids. And of course, they'll bring us through pretty swiftly on it. And they'll probably cause a couple of things like banking going down on a holiday Monday. And then, of course, saying, whoops, those hackers from Russia are at it again. And they're here to screw with you. They're the problem, not us. We have the solution, though, as we already started rolling out digital banking. Oh, my gosh, what a great solution that is. How fantastic. It's exactly why they're doing it. They always solve their own problems that they create, right? And so how are we going to deal with that? That's probably the bigger question. I look at FTX. I wanted to mention FTX real quick. The second I saw the FTX story and the money laundering in Ukraine, which we pretty much all know is going on and has been going on, right, officially since 2014 with the Obama administration takeover of Ukraine. And, of course, you have Zelensky on a green screen asking for money every 5 seconds. And then, of course, we learned through FTX, okay, no raid on FTX, a raid on MyPillow, but no raid on FTX, a raid on Trump, but no raid on FTX. Isn't that interesting? Anyway, you have this FTX thing, and of course, they want you to see that the money was laundered and went back to the Democrats. But here's the rub. They want you to think that it was money that won the elections. That's what they want to do. So they're going to give you a story. They're going to tell you a part of the story, which is part truth. They're going to say, well, yes, money is laundered there, as we all know, unless you're a total dingbat. But, the money was funneled back to Democrats, as it well could have been. That could be very truthful, but it's not the reason for the fraud. They just don't want you to look at the fact that no one's doing anything on either side of the aisle about the fraud. The fraud continues. They didn't do one thing. When we walked into this last election, not one thing was done. Nothing. Because they still want you to think that money wins the elections. Katie Hobbs in Arizona never actually went out and did any campaigning, kind of like King Fraud-A-Lot, right? He didn't also do any campaigning. But all of a sudden, they're very popular and they win their state or their country? Doesn't make sense, does it? And not that you have to campaign. Everybody knew he was a bozo for 45 years. They made fun of him. Obama made fun of him. We know he didn't win that election. It isn't possible. And I know Katie Hobbs did not win that election, right? You know, Carrie Lake, she used to be a liberal. She could also be a performer in this. It could be complete theater. You never know. But we always have to entertain that idea as well, because it could be a saga, a play kind of, you know, happening before us. But I'll tell you this. It wasn't money that did it. It was fraud. And unless somebody can bring you clear-cut evidence that money is what did it, I don't think so. Nobody votes for their country to go more into the dumper than it already is. Sorry, 80% of the country isn't going to do that. So I would say more or less a lot of those results, some were given, some they said, well, we have to give them something. And then, of course, the other results were, you know, a complete fixed election again. That's how it works, folks. Unless we do something about it, unless the people do something about it. I'm Kate Daly for the Alex Jones Show. I'm so glad you joined me for this hour. I really appreciate that. And you know, it's just time to start preparing and start getting together to make some big...
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.